The Pritzker Prize is often called the Nobel for Architecture. And today it went to an architect from Chile known for his socially conscious design. NPR's Neda Ulaby tells us more about this year's winner.
Alejandro Aravena designs by listening. In 2010, after a devastating earthquake and tsunami in Chile, Aravena was tasked with redesigning a seaside town in just 3 months. He talked to everyone from developers to fishermen. He discussed this approach to design at a TED Talk last year.
Participatory design is not a hippie, romantic, let's all dream together about the future of the city kind of thing.
Participatory design and the future of cities are two of Aravena's favorite topics. More than 2 billion people will move into the world's cities in the next 15 years. Aravena told me that means getting serious about sustainability.
I would say that sustainability is nothing but the rigorous use of common sense. If you're rigorous with common sense and a reasonable approach, almost every single architecture should be sustainable.
Aravena got lots of attention a few years ago for the way he designed houses for 100 families living in Chilean slums. Richard Sennett teaches urban studies and design at the London School of Economics and at New York University. He says Aravena had enough funding to buy land or build houses. So the architect bought the land and built shells with a few livable rooms.
He builds half a good house rather than building a whole prepackaged crummy house.
This gave people a chance to build out their houses the way they needed, adding rooms for lodgers or relatives. You can see these incremental houses online. They're basic, just two-story concrete structures with homemade porches and balconies.
They're not beautiful. It's a different kind of aesthetic than that. They're clean. There's no kind of dramatic beauty in them. But, you know, when I look at the size of those rooms, I think, God, this is exactly right. It's not decorator beauty. It's a deep beauty.
A beauty rooted in a culture short on inspiring architecture, says Alejandro Aravena.
Chile is a society that didn't have an empire like the Incas in Peru.
He says the colonial Spanish did not leave much in the way of sophisticated buildings behind, at least none that survived.
We were always at war for more than 300 years. So, and then finally, nature, earthquakes have made their work too. Almost every single old thing has disappeared.
This architect is not sentimental about the art of building. To pick Alejandro Aravena as the winner of architecture's most prestigious award, says Richard Sennett, signals something big.
It's a generational shift. It's really a wonderful choice.
Sennett hopes the 48-year-old Aravena might inspire other architects to step up to pressing new design challenges, such as climate change.
Architects are mostly out of it, you know, which is terrible. You know, this is the big environmental story of our time. We need to get young architects, you know, as leaders.
Meanwhile, in his office in Santiago, Alejandro Aravena says he and his co-workers are still processing their Pritzker Prize win.
More than the weight of responsibility, our feeling is that of freedom. We don't have to prove nothing to anybody anymore.
For years, Alejandro Aravena has supported his socially conscious work through prestige projects. One of the most recent, the headquarters of a pharmaceutical company in China. But this Pritzker win is not likely to lead to lots of museums or concert halls. Aravena is committed to designing housing for the poor. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.